Hello, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to proclaim Christ as the answer for life and to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. It is no coincidence that our words, politic, and politeness stem from the same Greek root word, polis, which intimates a state or society characterized by a sense of community. I hope you caught the drift of that, because politeness and a sense of community seems foreign to the forms of politics seen in our country today. There is a tremendous amount of anger, rudeness, impatience, and verbal attacks by those who should be setting the example of civility to their constituents. It seems that the old ethic of self-restraint has been replaced with a new ethic of self-aggrandizement. Civility at its best involves restraining the self and acting with due regard to others. George Washington, as a young boy, had a copybook entry of 110 rules of civility and decent behavior in company and conversation. With our nation so divided today, we all need to read the rules, not just our politicians. John Locke offered his view of civility, which we should all strive for. He said, "Civility is that general good will and regard for all people, which makes anyone have a care not to show in his carriage any contempt, disrespect, or neglect of them." Listeners, we can agree to disagree on a vast number of issues, but let's try to do so in such a way that we part company as civilly as possible. May our politicians get this message. Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Please visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.